Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today the 19 juz will be recited. Surah Furqan, which had started yesterday, will be completed today. Surah Shu'ara will be recited completely. And Surah Nawal, a portion of it will be recited today and the rest completed tomorrow. In Surah Furqan, in one portion of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His glorious creations and the manifestation of His Qudrat. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى رَبِّكَ كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, have you not turned your vision to your Lord on how He lengthens the shadows? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the manifestation of His Qudrat, has created a system. In the morning when the sun is rising, then the shadows are lengthened. As the sun reaches towards midday, towards zawal, the shadows become shortened. Again, when the sun is setting towards the west, the shadows lengthen again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if He wished, He could have made them stagnant, so that certain areas will have perpetual sunlight, whilst others will have perpetual shade. But it is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has made these creations such that they are for the benefit of man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, in the other, when we understand the other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the other manifestations of His Qudrat, like for example, the falling of the rain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the falling of the rain and the pure water that He has descended upon the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the alternation of the night and day, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided you with the night for rest and the day for revival. All these perfect systems have been in place from the creation of the earth until the day of Qiyamah, the perfect systems of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the rain to fall. The rain saturates the earth, which causes the crops to grow. That same rainwater is a means of cleansing things, is a means of washing things. It's a means of drinking and consuming. It's a means of giving drink to humans themselves and to the animals to sustain life on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes that same rainwater. People trap it in containers. People trap it in tanks. That same rainwater fills into the rivers and then flows into the dams. That same rainwater is absorbed by the earth and it fills the huge reservoirs under the earth, where at some times it comes up naturally in the form of springs and fountains, and at times people tap into the earth and dig boreholes whereby this pure water comes out. Who is the one that is creating all this? Who is the one who has made all of these systems work absolutely perfectly? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world a place of cause and effect. There is a cause for something that we see with our eyes, and then the effect. For example, you will see the clouds gathering, the winds that precede the clouds, then the clouds will gather, and these scientists will tell you various different things, that is the cause of the rain, etc. Like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the land, the soil, the fertilization of the fertility of the soil, and the water that saturates it, all of these causes for the crops to grow. Man only sees the causes. Man only has yaqeen in the causes. Whereas the actual person, the actual being that is bringing all of this into effect is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed, then even if that rainwater fell on the earth, not a single person would have been satiated, not a single crop would have grown. It is Allah that does. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us here in these ayat by showing us, for us to open our minds, for us to understand that it is not just happening ad hoc, just happening in any odd fashion. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is causing this to happen. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is maintaining this perfection from time in memoriam until the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then in Surah Nawal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the incident of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. First, the incident that the surah is named after the ant. So the first incident that is mentioned there is the incident when Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam and his entourage had come into the valley of the ants, and the ant said to its other members of its group that Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam and his entourage are coming, so go into your dwellings lest you may be trampled. On hearing this, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, he smiles and he laughs and he's pleased, and he says these words that, "My Lord, enable me that I may become grateful to you for your favor that you have bestowed on me and on my parents, and that I do good deeds that you like, and admit me by your mercy amongst your righteous slaves. We understand from this that every ni'mat that is given to us is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam is teaching us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed him such kingdom, unparalleled kingdom. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam had control over the winds. He could understand the language of the birds and the animals and the ants, etc. But Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, he attributes all of this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace upon him. And he begs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, accept from me. And this was the pattern in the life of the other Anbiya alayhi salam. We find that when Nabi Ismail alayhi salam and his father Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, also when they had built the Kaaba, they did not attribute it to themselves. Rather, they begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's acceptance. And this should be our mindset as well. Any good deed that we do, any righteous action that we carry out, we must always beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, you make this acceptable in your court and accept it from me. And oh Allah, give me the tawfiq of continue doing righteous deeds. And Ya Allah, raise me up on the day of Qiyamah with the righteous ones and admit me into Jannatul Firdaus with your righteous and beloved servants. Salatul Aghi wa Tawfiq.